proclamation number 7295 dated the February 28, 1959. The forerunner of Jesus Christ. And when you hear that someone is proclaiming the Lord in an extraordinary way, then you'll know that the final phase of the last days has started, that the forerunner of Jesus Christ is carrying out his mission again to announce him, who will come on the day of judgment to fetch his own and to implement the change on earth, as is proclaimed in word and scripture. He will appear entirely unexpectedly, causing much stir because the power of his voice is great and because he will speak to people in such an earnest and significant manner that many will feel impressed and accept his word, because they realize that he is proclaiming the word of God, and also because the signs of his working in order to help his fellow human beings are remarkable. He will be a true miracle worker of the poor and miserable, a helper in the adversity which will befall humanity at the time of his appearance. And he will speak loudly and clearly. He will not be afraid of those who prohibit his activity. He will expose those who speak and act in opposition to God's will all the more, and thus he will be hated and persecuted by the powerful of this earth, whose conduct of people he strongly condemns. But the gulf between the earthly and the spiritual world will already be too deep as to expect any understanding by the former of what the voice crying in the wilderness proclaims. They will laugh at him and only pursue him so keenly because he is very popular, since there are nevertheless people who let themselves be impressed, much to the annoyance of the authorities which oppose all faith and proceed against it. And this time is not far away, it will not be long and you will hear of him. But then you will also know that you have to persevere. For once he appears, you will also have to be prepared for the imminent battle of faith, and then the direction you take will be crucial, for then it will only be too obvious that you have to decide either for God or for the world. He will strongly support you in taking the path to God, for he will speak convincingly and powerfully. God himself will speak so obviously through him that no human being should find it difficult to join him, because he will also provide such visible evidence of his calling that people will thus be able to recognize who he is. He himself also knows what his function consists of and that it is his last task to precede the Lord and announce him with a loud voice. He is also aware of his origin and likewise of his end, which again will be dreadful, but he fears nothing and nothing will stop him from completing his mission, which will be very blessed. And anyone joining him will truly do well, for he will be able to draw much strength and get much light from this great light which will shine wherever he appears. He is already alive but not yet aware of his task, which nevertheless will suddenly become clear to him and fundamentally change his earthly life. For although he is of service to the Lord and also recognizes the spiritual low level humanity is languishing in, he has not yet been called, but it will happen all of a sudden. And then he will leave his hitherto quietude and become fully conscious of his task, for he will be moved by the Spirit of God, granting him complete clarity about his mission. And he will gladly serve the Lord with a devotion which makes him constantly more suitable for the final service which he wants to render before the end, before his return. But you humans, pay attention to those who proclaim the word of God, and you will recognize the one who becomes very noticeable because he wants to fulfill an unusual mission, to announce the coming of the Lord and by means of powerful sermons make people aware of their earthly task to be repentant and seriously work for their soul's salvation, for he will announce the end to them which will soon follow after his appearance, for the time has been fulfilled which God granted humanity for their perfection. Amen.